97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews. On air guitar on this program is Mark Cox.
I love it, watching, dude.
He's playing air guitar. He always does that. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. They have a wonderful array of firearms from semi-automatic, automatic as well, silencers. If you want to find a gun concierge, I found it for you, Razorback Armory, into pair. Find their address at RazorbackArmory.com. A great crew over there. So, just a parlaying from our conversation at the beginning of the show about our experience at the St. Louis Trap and Skeet Club, which I'm not a member, but I was able to go out there last weekend with my buddy Kyle Kasparek. The funny thing was, on that same day, his daughter and wife and two daughters and wife were down at the Lake of the Ozarks for the Paul Larson Champion shoot in Lynn Creek, Missouri. And the crazy thing is, I was like, Kyle, why aren't you down there? He goes, well, my wife didn't have it on the calendar, so I didn't know. So we got to hang out and shoot, and it was great. But the results of what happened down in Lynn Creek, Missouri were fantastic. So we welcome to the program two people. We've got 16-year-old sophomore who shoots for Team Henges, won first place, Tess Kasparek, and her coach, Jennifer Laurent. Laurent is the coach of this crew. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Hey, thanks for joining us. Tess, let's start with you. When did you start shooting? Because if you're first place, you must have been doing this from the cradle.
No, I've only been doing it about 3 years. I think I started towards the end of eighth grade.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Was it your dad that got you into it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. No, knowing your dad, I could understand that completely. So, Tess, you are with Team Henges. I'll point that out from the Henges range down there off I-44. Believe it or not, my son shot for Team Henges for a long time, and yeah. I'm very familiar with what you guys do down there. But this is fantastic. Tell people a little bit about the competition down there in Lynn Creek.
Well, the competition itself, the shoot, the weather was really rough. Like, the wind, it was hard. Like, my hat blew off, like, 5 times. But
oh, my.
When we were shooting up on the line, we all just kind of gave each other words of encouragement and got through it and did what we could.
Yeah.
You know, I should have complained about the wind when we were shooting because out of my 100 shots, I got 31. So, Tess, tell me how many you got out of 100 shots. I'm just saying it out loud, okay? How many did you get out of? Is it 100 shots you do down there?
Yeah. I got an 82, which was on the lower end of our squad, but yeah.
Well, I'm being fired from the
still,
show.
Still, though, with that kind of wind, I mean, that really makes it tricky, doesn't it? Hitting those birds, yeah.
Yeah, they just, you'd shoot at it, it would just fly right up from under you.
Well, that's true. Let me get to Coach in here for a minute. Jennifer Laurent with Team Henges. Jennifer, tell us, obviously not ideal conditions as Tess was describing there, but tell us how your team did down in Lynn Creek.
The team did great. We have no complaints besides possibly the weather, but you can't fix that. You know, all you can do is weeks ahead of time put in for your time slots and just cross your fingers that the weather gods will be on your side for it. And sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. And then we just encourage the kids as much as we can, tell them to come out, be prepared, bring extra clothes, that sort of thing, because you just never know what you're going to get handed. But overall, we had the squad that Tess was on, our latest squad, actually placed first place out of the competition.
Fantastic.
We had another squad that placed, our high school men's or mixed group and the high school open group placed second place.
Wow.
We had a high overall second place and a few other runners up from our team itself. So we have no complaints from the coaching staff of how our kids did.
Well, congratulations. Jennifer, a little bit of your background. How long have you been around the shooting sports, and were you a competitor with Team Henges or anybody else?
No, I was not. Actually, I'm one of those that I did not touch my first firearm until I met my husband. and he took me plinking at 21. So I'm kind of unusual. Can't say that I am a good shooter. I think I'm a teasing coach. But put me behind the gun, and the kids will outshoot me any day of the week. But wow. Right now, it's become a passion. I got into it when my children decided this was something they wanted to get involved with. So my husband, who will probably regret it for the rest of his life, encouraged me to get my coaching certs and help out as much as I could, which has now just become this passion.
Oh, that I love hearing that. And as a alumnus, I guess, a parent alum of Team Hinges, I love what you guys do down there with these kids. I mean, some of the most polite kids you're ever going to meet are on Team Hinges, and the coaching staff is fantastic. I remember I would have to bring my son down there on Saturday mornings at like 7 a.m. for practice. Even in January and February when it's cold outside, and these kids show up like troopers. And maybe you describe that process, because I'm sure there are people listening to this who thought, wow, I'd love my kid to do something like that, and they don't even know how to get started, Jennifer.
Well, usually there's teams throughout this area that, you know, you're not going to find a trap team putting signs out on the, you know, corners of intersections talking about recruitment meetings. Usually the people find out about from their local gun clubs and so forth and ranges. Most of the teams will start recruiting in November, December, and we'll start practicing January, February. The thing that we like to say for parents getting their kids involved is if your youngster is willing to come out on a cold January day, bundled up early in the morning, you can be pretty confident they're going to stay committed to the sport and get involved and stay with it.
Yeah. Hey, Tess, I got to ask you, your sister is also a shooter, your older sister. Is it a good, healthy competition between the two of you, either at practice or even a competition like this?
Me, yes, for her. I think she's more competitive than I am. You know, I'm the youngest, so she's always trying to beat me and whatnot. But we have fun with it, and we support each other a lot.
Yeah,
that's great. Do you have aspirations of maybe doing this in the Olympics or anything? I mean, are you that caliber?
I mean, maybe. It kind of all depends when college comes around. If, you know, they have a shooting team and just kind of where I go. So I'd like to. It's definitely a passion of mine. I enjoy doing it, but, you know, things change, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, fantastic. Tess, maybe you can talk a little bit about what your coach was mentioning there. I mean, it does take some dedication when you're out there on a January morning at 7 or 8 in the morning on the line getting your practice in.
Yeah, my solution is hot chocolate. That's the only thing I really have. I mean, I had to go to practice 7 a.m. after prom night. So it's definitely a dedication. And you got to go, got to practice if you're really in it. But for me, it's important to me that I go and show up.
Well, good for you. And clearly it's paying off. Congratulations to you and the team. I know that's a great feeling. And for people who don't understand it, this is a statewide competition, obviously, that happens down there, the championship shoot in Lynn Creek near the Lake of the Ozarks. And I've been down there many times, and it's just fantastic. Jennifer, let me bring you back into this conversation. For people who are only peripherally aware of the sport, I mean, we've got Lindenwood University right here in town that has got multiple national champions on it in championships, and there are opportunities out there for these kids to get a good scholarships who put the time in and the dedication.
Yeah, we have teams. We've had a couple of schools reach out to us this year begging for kids and offering scholarships to get through the program. And it's not that it's uncommon. There were actually 925 entries down at the shoot at the past weekend. So there are a lot of kids in the area that are doing this and are taking advantage of these opportunities. They're going off. They're participating in their college teams and so forth, possibly getting scholarships for it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's just their outlet for when they are in college. But if not, it's something they can carry with them, you know, for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, very, very true.
Hey Tess, real quick, what do the boys think when they find out you're into shooting sports and you're an expert?
I mean, it's varies. I don't think, honestly, there's a lot of guys my age that I know that even shoot themselves. So they're normally kind of scared or impressed, you know?
Yeah, and when your sister goes on a date, you're the one on the front porch cleaning your shotgun.
Yeah, I try.
She does. She does a great job. What Tess doesn't say also there is that last year she was actually on a national podium squad. That her squad placed fourth place last year at a national event. So she's not, it's not unusual for her to be on the podium. She's done it for us quite a few times.
Well, you know, I hope people are paying attention. And as you mentioned, Jennifer, there are a number of clubs in the area. Maybe there's Team Hinges, maybe the Hinges location down there is not convenient for some of the people listening. But on both sides of the river, there are trap shooting clubs, and they compete all the time. It's a fantastic sport. It's a great skill. It's not all that expensive. I mean, when my son started, I know for sure he was using my dad's old shotgun when he first started. It didn't take long till he wanted a nicer gun, right? I wanted a nice yeah. Browning BT-99 or something like that. But it's something people can come out and explore, and then maybe you're like Tess and you just happen to have a natural ability to do it. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to get started. We kind of, one of the first questions we always get is, what do I need? Well, right. Do you have a shotgun?
Yeah.
We don't ask what make, what model, pump, semi-auto, break it. We don't ask that. Do you have access to a shotgun? Can you find shotgun shells, which thankfully now is a little bit easier than it used to be.
Right.
And then, of course, eye, ear protection, and we get the kids out there. Safety is always at the forefront. We get them all the safety drills and so forth. Get them comfortable in that, and then we just see where it goes.
I love that. And I pointed.
I got a
this,
question for. Oh, go ahead. Go
well,
ahead.
I was going to say I pointed this out before, but for people listening to this in the greater St. Louis area, in this big suburban area, a lot of them in very tight suburban neighborhoods and stuff like that. You don't understand how big of a sport this is in the state of Missouri. A lot of high school teams in rural Missouri compete in these championships. I doubt if there are any local high schools, probably at least in the immediate St. Louis area, maybe to the south or west in some of the less populated counties, that have high school teams. So oftentimes when I was with Team Hinges, our kids were down there shooting against either 4-H teams or high school teams from outstate. It's something everybody can get involved in, and I hope they'll give it a look.
And I think this conversation is going to help that.
Yeah, I hope so. Things haven't changed too much. There's still a big, more in your rural communities and so forth. It is, like I said, we're almost hitting that 1,000 athlete mark for this Missouri competition, and that's just Missouri. And you have kids ranging from fourth grade all the way up to high school seniors.
Sure.
All right, Tess, I'm writing down some notes here. Complain about the wind. That's what I'm going to write down for myself. And can you offer any tips for a tender shoulder after shooting 100 rounds? Because I'm not conditioned for this. do you get that after a practice round or even a competition?
I'll be honest. Everyone I know always does. I never have. It's never bothered me. And it's not like I've been shooting shotguns, before I started on the team.
That's why she's a champion.
That's right.
Exactly. She's got a callus built up on her shoulder.
It sounds like Bo needs a recoil pad.
Okay. Amazon.com. Here I go. I do want to point out this, the Paul Larson Championship shoot, and I guess a lot of these competitions, the award is a belt buckle, because Tessa's dad, Kyle, sent me a picture of the belt buckle, and I always thought that was regarded for rodeo people, but is this the main trophy that you get?
Yeah, for this event, I think this is the only one we shoot through the year that has a belt buckle, but I have one from this year and last year. We were ladies runner up, so
yeah. Was that over at Sparta?
No, same shoot, just last year.
Okay, awesome. Well, I know they have big shooting events over in Southern Illinois and at Sparta too. Some of the national stuff going on over there.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Coach Jennifer Laurent from Team Hinges and Tess Kasparik, one of their stars at age 16, which is fantastic. Congratulations to both of you, and thanks for giving us some time today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Jennifer, is there any place that we can send people online if they maybe want to get their kids involved into the shooting sports that they can get more information, maybe the Conservation Department or something?
There's always opportunities through the Missouri Department of Conservation that have like training sessions for intro to trap shooting and so forth. There's also a group called the Missouri Youth Sports Shooting Alliance that covers more than just shotguns. They also have access to groups such as the Student Air Rifle Program and other groups in the state of Missouri. They're a good outlet to get in touch with, and they can help direct people in the right direction, see where you live, and connect you with your closest group.
Great. Jennifer Laurent, Tess Kasparek, thank you both for your time.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, congratulations. Good stuff there. Love being able to pump up the sports shooting. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yep, hey, good stuff.
Coming up, speaking of which, my buddy texted me this week. He's like, I'm so excited. There's a new Bass Pro Shop opening in Sunset Hills, and it did. And we're going to talk to the general manager of the new Bass Pro Shop when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.